朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安，你们有没有注意？有没有注意到我比上次年轻一点了
？Have you noticed I look younger now？
因为上次我儿子请我上来的时候是说把时间交给于老弟兄，他今天是说交给于弟兄。
Last time my son says we'll give the following time to elderly brother you, but today I become brother you.
每次碰到这种 combine 合并的聚会，我的压力都很大。
Actually, every time there's a combined meeting, I have a lot of pressure.
因为实在很信息内容很多，但是我们时间不够啊。
Because I never have enough time to cover everything I want to say.
但是我今天早上我还是要特别特别谢谢我们上个礼拜服侍母亲节参会的这些年轻孩子们，还有。背后的幕后功臣，好，那些叔叔阿姨们，请你们站起来，我们给你们鼓掌，好不好？
So today I want to give special thanks.
所有的孩子们，你们有服侍的，都请你们站起来。
On the Mother's Day banquet and everyone who worked behind the scene, please stand up and we want to give you applause.
还有大厨啦，这些叔叔阿姨怎么都不在呢？
How about those chefs?
我们非常非常感动哈。
We were really touched.
这是独居的民，不列在万民中，只有在神家看得到这样子，这个大家相爱，而且孩子们孝顺的景象。
So this is a special people, not numbered among the nations. Only in God's house we can see such wonderful kids who are honoring and obeying their parents.
有一次有一个孩子问他妈妈说我长得帅不帅、
Once a child asked his mom, am I handsome?
然后 他妈妈叹了一口气说孩子啊，这是你妈妈这一生最对不起你的地方。
And the mom sighed and said,I'm so sorry, child. This is something that I really wrong you.
你就晓得这个孩子长得帅不帅了哈。
So now you know if this son is handsome.
但是弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们在座的父母觉得你这一生最对不起孩子的会是什么事情。
I don't know if parents here, is there anything that you feel sorry to your child?
可能你的孩子很帅啊。
Maybe your child is very handsome.
但是我相信我们在思想的时候，我们可能都有不同地方的亏欠。
But yet, when we think about it, there might be something that you feel regret.
但是如果我们问正面的问题的话
，But then if we ask you a positive question,
你觉得你在你孩子身上，你最骄傲，或许还不好意思讲最骄傲，你最值得感恩的是你留给他什么
？So what is that one thing that you feel the most proud or that you feel?Most thankful about.
我相信，如果你问我们上个礼拜的人物讲哈娜的时候
，I'm sure if you ask Hannah,
哈娜一定觉得她最亏欠她孩子的就是她不能够尽到母亲的责任、不能享受母亲的权利，天天煮东西给她吃，给她好穿的衣服，陪着她，爱她，照顾她。
If you ask Hannah, she probably felt regretful that she could not take care of Samuel every single day on the regular household things.
因为这个孩子被神要去了。
Because this child was demanded by God.
但是我相信，当我们来看哈娜的这一生，她最值得骄傲，最值得为她孩子感恩的事情。
But yet, if we look at Hannah's story, that the one thing that is she's most proud about and then the most thankful for,
就是她把这个孩子带到神的面前。
Is that she brought this child before God.
在神的面前成为一个合用的器皿。
And he became a useful vessel in front of God.
神能够借着他的孩子影响了整个世代。
That God was able to impact the entire generation through her child.
这是我们今天要来看的这一个人物，就是他的孩子撒母耳。
And today we're going to look at the Bible character that is her son Samuel.
从某一个角度来说，他从小断奶以前享受妈妈的照顾，断奶以后，他一年只有一次的机会见到他的母亲。
Yes, before he was weaned, he was able to enjoy the care of his mother. But after that, he only got to see his mother once a year.
但是我们决定相信背后，他母亲一直为他的祷告，每一次相会。给他的教育都帮助这个孩子活在神的面前。
But we believe that the mother's prayer behind the scene and every opportunity of teaching whenever they met will have great impact on this child.
让他成为神家里面这么有影响力的一个人。
So that he became such a person with great influence in God's house.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们讲圣经人物的时候，我一开始我就提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。
But before we spoke about this series, I reminded brothers and sisters.
我们千万不要觉得这些伟人他们是他们，我是我，因为我实在是个败坏的罪人。
Please do not think that these great Bible characters, they are they, but we are ourselves, we are souls.We're sinful.
因为雅各书第五章讲到以利亚的时候，特别说以利亚是跟我们有一样性情的人。
Because the book of James, chapter 5, when it talks about Elijah, it particularly says that Elijah has human nature just like us.
他们能够被神那样子的用，并不是因为他们天生就是能够被神用。
They were being able to use by God, not because they were born that way.
而是他们在他们身上有一定的素质，这是我们今天要来看的。
But then there were some certain qualities in their life. That's what we want.To look at.
但是在我继续讲撒母耳的时候
Before we continue on Samuel,
我需要先问大家一个问题，然后我们来看他撒母耳。
I need to ask you a question before we look at Samuel.
这个今天的信息比较是跳出我们个人的需要，我们个人的苦难，个人的问题。
Today, we're going to look beyond our personal needs and wants.
而是我们来看我们周围啊。
But look at our surroundings.
当我们在这里看整个世代的时候
，As we look at this entire generation,
我相信我们都会体会到这个世代跟从前不一样了。
Then we can all sense that this generation is very different from the previous.
它的科技，它的享受是不得了的，一日千里往前冲啊。
The technology and its enjoyment is like.Moving so fast.
但是道德的堕落，人际关系的破坏，人心里面的痛苦空虚，那却是从前的世代的人不能够体会的，这么可怕。
But yet the speed of corruption and brokenness is beyond comprehension.
教会所面临的挑战，教会所面临的破坏，教会目前荒凉的情形，也是从前的世代很难得见到的。
And also the issues of church, the desolation, the corruptions and destructions are hardly seen.In previous generations.
那我们要问一个问题，就是我们如何面对我们所处的世代。
Now we have to ask ourselves a question. How do we face our generation?
我们如何面对这个荒凉、黑暗、堕落的世代？
How do we face this dark, corrupted, and desolate age?
那我们觉得这个问题太大了，超过我们把它缩小一点。
We might think this problem is too big. Let us shrink it down a little bit.
我们如何面对在教会里面不合神心意或是荒凉、失败的地方？
How do we face the situations in church that is desolate and not pleasing to God?
如果你还是觉得那个太大
If you still think that the issue is too big,
再缩小一点
Let us shrink down a little bit more.
你如何面对你的家里面属灵各方面的荒凉混乱
How do you face the spiritual desolation and confusion in your home?
如果你还是觉得太大
If you still think this issue is too big
那我就问你你如何面对你自己里面的软弱荒凉远离神的情形
Then let me ask you again How do you face your own issues of being far away from God and desolate and weak
神今天是一个一直愿意做工一直愿意赐福给他百姓的神
God wants to continually to bless his people
哪里只要找到合他心意的器皿
Anywhere he can find a useful vessel.
哪里只要找到他合用的器皿。
Anywhere he can find a suitable vessel.
不管是个人，是少数，是团体。
Whether it's an individual, minority, or a group.
神就要使用他们来扭转这个局面。
And God wants to use them to turn the situation around.
能够带下神的祝福，能够带下神的工作，能够带下神的旨意。
In order to bring down God's blessings, work, and His will.
小可以小到你个人。
Yes, it could be as small as you individual.
大一点可以大到你的家庭。
Or it can be as big as your family.
再大一点，大到你所在的教会，你所处的，你所接触的人群。
Or your church or people around you.
再大一点，可以大到这个世代。
Or even bigger to this generation.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个信息跟我们每一个人是有关系的。
So this message has much to do with every one of us.
我也很希望我们每一次讲到一个人物的时候啊。
And I hope every time we talk about a particular character.
好像神从一个新的角度一个不同的标准把我们放到天平上面
As if God is placing us on a scale from a different perspective
来看看我们个人跟神的关系
To examine our relationship with God
来衡量我们个人属灵的情形
In order to measure our spiritual condition
来衡量我们到底生活的价值
and then to evaluate the value of our lives.
来衡量我们到底在主面前的侍奉的光景到底是如何。
And to evaluate our services before God.
所以今天我们要讲到转移时代的撒母耳。
Today we're going to look at Samuel who turned to change the era.
请你千万不要以为说我不可能是撒母耳。
Please do not think that it's impossible for me to become a Samuel.
神有的时候也没有叫我们做到撒母耳这么大的工作和影响。
Oftentimes God does not ask us to become like Samuel to do such a great thing.
但是我再说，神一直要得着一般人，是在我们所能影响的范围里面，我们成为神手中合用的器皿。
But yet, let me repeat myself. God is continually looking for vessels so that we can impact people around us in our sphere of influence.
被神用来扭转这个局面。
So that we can be used by God to turn the situation around.
你可以年纪很小，像个小孩子。
Yes, you can be a very young child.
你可以把五饼二鱼拿出来以后，使整个局面转过来。
But yet, when you hand over the five loaves and two fish, you can turn the situation around.
不光只是把那个饥饿的局面转过来。
Not only you turn the hunger, the situation hunger around.
居然让基督找到一个机会，能够向人传说他就是生命的粮食。
But yet you are that he was offering opportunity to Christ to preach the message that he was the bread of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们在我们影响的范围里面，神可以来使用我们。
Yes, in our sphere of influence, God can use us.
神可以用六十万个人把迦南地征服。成为属神的地方。
Yes, God can use 600,000 people to conquer the land of Canaan.
神可以用五万个从巴比伦被掳的人归回，重建圣殿，重建祭坛，让神的心得到满足。
Yes, God can use the 50,000 remnants that return from Babylon to rebuild the altar, rebuild the temple.
神可以用十二个使徒翻天覆地的把世界改变过来，福音传遍全地啊。
Yes, God can use the 12 apostles to turn the situation around.
神可以用尼希米把他从皇宫调回来，把整个以色列受羞辱的情形转变过来。
Yes, God can use Nehemiah out of the palace to turn the shameful situation around.
弟兄姊妹，今天神要得到何用的器皿？
So today God is looking for suitable vessels.
所以我们在所有的荒凉混乱的处境里面，不要只是无奈的灰心，无可奈何的接受、忍受，或是在那里妥协。
So whenever we face witnesses of desolate situation, let us not just passively and helplessly think this is hopeless.
先不要在那里埋怨神、责怪神，说神啊，你没看见吗？你在哪里？
Let us stop complaining about God and asking Him, God, haven't you seen? Where are you?
应该先问说，我到底在哪里？
But then ask ourselves, where are we?
我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？到底说我在这里的人到底在哪里？
When God asks, whom can I send? Who will go for us? Where am I to respond?
所以神把你摆在你的家里面。
As God is placing you in your home.
就是要叫你成为这个家的祝福。
So that you can become a blessing for your home.
不管是大人还是孩子。
Whether you are a parent or a child.
很多的时候神反而借着孩子来扭转这个家。
Oftentimes God will use children to turn the family around.
神常常借着刚得救的人来扭转教会一些不正常的情形。
Or God oftentimes use a new believer to turn around some abnormal situation at church.
大概二十多年前我曾经在一个聚会里面，那个聚会那时候有些混乱啊。
About 20 years ago, I was at a meeting, and then the church was full of confusion.
我记得有一天，几位弟兄姊妹坐在那里，一直谈论教会一些很不正常的一些的情形，有一些人的这个。所以大家越讲就越消极，后来就变成有点开始批评论断了。
I remember seeing a group of brothers and sisters gathering together talking about negative things at church, and it becomes a little bit, it tends to be very negative.
那时候突然有一个信主才不到一年的弟兄啊。
At that time, there was a new believer who just being a Christian.
他心里面非常难过沉重的，他说：“弟兄姐妹们，我觉得我们应该这个 conversation stop here.”应该停下来，我们不要再下去了，我们起来祷告。
And he was greatly grieved, and he advised, he suggested to the group, brothers and sisters, I don't think we should continue this way. Let us stop and start praying for God's house.
整个局面转过来了。
So he turned the situation.
大家不是在消极的谈，不是在那里批评论断，起来祷告。
So that they no longer talk about the negative things or criticize or slander, but they started to pray.
弟兄姊妹，要羡慕成为一个被神用来扭转局面的器皿。
So let us long.To be a vessel that God can use to turn the situation around.
在你我可以影响的范围内，成为一个有影响力的人。
In our own sphere of influence, let us make an impact.
在我们所有可以影响接触的范围里面，让我这个人成为别人的祝福。
So in whatever situation we are in, let us become a blessing.
让我这个人能够增加别人的价值。
Let me increase the value of others.
影响力有正面的，有反面的。
Yes, there are positive or negative influences.
每一个人都有。
Everyone has that.
所以大家在座的，不管你现在多少年纪啊
，whatever your age is，
也不管你最近的光景怎么样
，or whatever your spiritual condition is now，
你要知道有一件事情是非常真实的
，you have to know that something is very real，
就是任何人跟你接触
，that everyone that comes in contact with you，
不是从你身上他的价值增加，就是价值减少
，so that their value will either increase or decrease because of you。
他的喜乐他的平安他各方面不是因为你增加了就是因为你减少了
And that person's joy and peace may increase or decrease because of you
我相信我们没有一个人生下来就是我是为此而生要成为别人的痛苦的对不对
I'm sure none of us was born for the purpose of being a pain to others
我生下来就是要叫人家生气叫人家不快乐要叫人家受伤害的
like,
没有一个人会这样子的
Or like no one would say that I was born in order to annoying others.
但是事实上我们常常成为这个人
But the fact is that oftentimes we become that one.
而且我们可能伤害的影响的就是我们周围最亲最直接的人
We might hurt or annoying someone that we are most dear to us.
所以今天早上我们讲转移时代的撒母耳
Today we're going to talk about Samuel who turned around the age.
我们希望从他身上看见神怎样得到这样子的器皿
We want to see from his story how Godobtain such a vessel.
神怎样使用他居然扭转了一个简直是不可能扭转的局面
How God used him to turn a situation that was impossible to turn.
然后我们看见为什么他能够被神这样子的使用
Why he was able to greatly use by God.
那么今天我们要怎么样子从他身上来学习来效法
And then today, how we can learn from him.
所以弟兄姊妹第一件事情我们看见撒母耳所成长的环境
all,
他所处的世代
First of all, let us look at the background that he grew up.
是整个神家非常荒凉整个混乱的世代
It was a very desolate and confusion time.
我没有时间去讲很细的我只能点到为止哈。
I have no time to go over the details. We'll just touch upon that briefly.
那整个撒母耳所面临的世代，圣经曾经用过一句话来表达它。
So Bible used one statement to describe the age that Samuel grew up in.
叫做那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
The Bible says in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
那并不是只是没有外面的王哈。
I did not say that there was no outward king.
我们从撒母耳记上可以看得见，神说他们不是没有王哈，而是他们不肯让我做他们的王。
From First Samuel, we get to see that God was saying that it's not that Israelites did not have a king, but they would not allow the Lord to be their king.
换句话说，那个时候的百姓是活在非常不顺服、不让主居首位、个人任意而行的局面。
In other words, at that moment.At that time, the Israelites, they were very disobedient, and they did not put God first.
所以斯派克弟兄说，读完四世纪要去洗洗眼睛，要去洗洗澡，全人觉得被玷污了一样，太乱了。
So, Brother Sparks says, after you finish reading the book of Judges, you ought to wash yourself clean and wash your eyes because you could be defiled. It was so bad.
我们只要读几节，做一点示范就好了。好，我们读撒母耳记上第三章。
Let's turn to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3.
我们只要读第一节到第四节。我们一起来读哈。童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子耶和华的言语稀少不常有默示。一日以利睡卧在自己的地方他眼目昏花看不分明。神的灯在耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭。撒母耳已经睡了耶和华呼唤撒母耳撒母耳说我在这里好我们在这里光从这几节里面我们看一下当时的情形
So we can see the situation at that time from these verses
第一个那个时候神家非常的荒凉在侍奉上
At that time the services in God's house was very desolate
耶和华的言语稀少神不太讲话了
And the word of the Lord was rare God hardly spoke
我也好几次讲过 God's silence 是神儿女们最大的管教和痛苦
I have mentioned many times that the silence of God is the most severe punishment and pain for God's children
我们的神是说话的神而且他很喜欢说话原谅我这么讲
Forgive me for saying that but our God really likes to speak
你看他在旷野里面讲过了一遍，再讲第二遍，再讲第三遍。我不好意思用唠叨这个字，神是非常喜欢说话的。
Look at how how our Lord repeatedly spoke to his children in the wilderness, almost up to a point of nagging.
但是到了四世纪以后，他突然不讲话了。
But then when it's the time of judges, suddenly he stopped talking.
所以你们当孩子的，如果爸爸妈妈喜欢 nag 你们，你们还是很萌爱的。
So children, if your parents like to nag you, that means you are being loved.
如果他不再讲话了，表示他已经伤心透顶，他讲不出话了。
But if they stop talking to you anymore, that means they're already frustrated or sad to a point that they give up.
那个痛苦失望到一个地步，他不想讲。
So they're suffering and feel pain to a point that they don't want to talk anymore.
所以你从这里四世时代看神在旷野跟摩西在一起的时候，那是简直是不同的神。旷野他拼命讲话，一路讲话。
So you see how God acts so differently during the time of Judges from the time of wilderness where he continued to speak.
那我就想问大家，你上一次很清楚听见神对你说话是什么时候？
So now let me ask you a question. When was last time you clearly heard God spoke to you?
我不是说 physically 真正听见声音，而是你觉得神借着诗歌，借着信息，借着灵修，借着任何见证 touch 到你的心，上一次触摸你的心是什么时候？
I'm not talking about audible voice, but when was last time that you were touched by a song, by a verse, by a message that you felt God was talking to you?
而且以利的两个儿子犯淫乱，抢别人的奉献，圣经上说他使人厌弃给耶和华献祭。
And also the two sons of Eli, they committed adultery with women in front of the temples and also robbed the sacrifice to a point that people did not want to offer sacrifices anymore.
神儿女们不愿意来爱神，不愿意来为神家摆上，不愿意奉献，因为教会整个看不到榜样，而是看到是反面的。
Because so God's children were reluctant to offer sacrifices because they see no role models in God's house.
第二个，我们看见领袖们的失败。
And we see the failures of their leaders.
不光以利昏花，这是眼睛昏花。
Not only Eli's eyes grew dim.
我上次说，连哈拿的祷告，他都认为人家喝醉酒。
That he was to a point that he could not discern Hannah from praying to being drunk.
而他的昏花是他的儿子犯这么大的罪，他居然不禁止他们。
And then that even his sons committed such a great sin that he would not stop them.
以至于神要差遣神人去责备他，说尊重我的我必尊重他，藐视我的必全然被藐视。
That God had to send a prophet to tell him that anyone who honors me will be honored by me, anyone who despises me will be despised by me.
而他们打仗的时候，那些领袖们失败了。
So when they were at war and then they were defeated.
他们不到主的面前去求问为什么失败，或是向神认罪。
They would not come to God to inquire why they got defeated or they confessed.
他们在那里责怪神说，你为什么叫我们败在非利士人面前？
But then they blamed God. Why would you allow us to be defeated by the Philistines?
然后他们底下做了一件非常不属灵的事情。
And they did something very non-spiritual.
就是利用神。
That they used God.
他们觉得我应该把约柜抬来，把约柜当作一个吉祥之物。
So they thought they can just bring along the ark of the covenant. They considered the ark as a token of luck.
他们把约柜拿来。
So they brought forth the ark.
他们自己安营一个地方叫做以便以谢，耶和华直到如今都帮助我们。
So they camp at a place called Ebenezer, which means that thus far, the Lord has helped us.
挑战场，挑很吉祥的战场，叫以便以谢。
So they pick a very lucky battlefield called Ebenezer.
然后把约柜抬来，当做他们的祝福。
And then they brought forth an ark with them to bring blessings.
一点不知道来寻求神，来悔改，来认真依靠神。
They did not know to come before God to repent, to fully trust in Him.
神就甚至容许自己的约柜被掳，你知道这对神是多痛苦的事情。
So God was even to a point willing to do something that's very painful to himself, is to let his ark be captive.
荣耀离开以色列。
Because the glory of God departed from Israel.
所以以利的媳妇生孩子的时候生下来取名叫以加伯。
So the daughter-in-law of Eli, after she gave birth to a son, she named the son Ichabod.
弟兄姊妹，我不想花太多时间讲消极的，因为正面的更宝贵啊。
I don't want to spend too much time on the negative things because what's positive is even more precious.
但是我只是想讲一下上。 可怕荒凉几乎无药可救的时代。
But I just want to describe to you that the generation Samuel grew up was so desolate to a point of hopelessness.
神家的领袖失败。
Because the leaders of God's house failed.
属灵的带领者失败。
The spiritual leaders failed.
所有的百姓也混乱，个人任意而行。
And people were in such a confusion that everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
连神都不肯再讲话了。
Even God was reluctant to speak.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的局面。
This is a very dreadful situation.
我相信我也希望我们教会永远不会是这个样子。
I hope that our church will never enter into such a situation ever.
但是我不知道将来神会不会有一天把我们带到什么地方，你会碰到这样子的局面。
But maybe in the future, God will bring us into a place where we will encounter such a situation.
或是在你的家中，或是在你个人的生命里面，已经有这些的现象出现了。
Or maybe you already encounter certain signs in your own life.
在你们的家里面混乱，缺少榜样，孩子不服，神不说话，神不祝福。
Or maybe in your house there was confusion, your children were disobedient, God would not speak to you, and God would not bless your home.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神在我们中间真的来扭转这个局面。
So we need God to come in and interfere to change the.
而且感谢神的是，神一直愿意做这件事情。
But what's what we want to thank for?To be thankful is that God is always willing to change.
神一直迫不及待地想扭转这些局面。
God is always very desperate to turn the situation around.
包括你个人，包括你的家，包括你在的小组，包括你在的教会，包括你所处的世代。
including yourself, your family, your small group, your church, even your generation.
只是神要得到合用的器皿。
But then God is waiting for suitable vessels.
所以神是要得到合用的器皿以后，他亲自出来做事，他亲自出来赐福。
Because after God obtained a suitable vessel,So then he will start work himself, and then he will.
所以底下我们就看见撒母耳成为这样子的一个器皿。
Now we see that Samuel became such a vessel.
啊，撒母耳记上第七章说到，过了二十年，整个以色列家归向。倾向耶和华。
So First Samuel chapter 7, it says, after 20 years, all the house of Israel lamented before the Lord.
你简直不敢相信，怎么有这么大的对比啊？
You just cannot believe such a great contrast.
我刚才讲的那些情形，那个简直是让人失望的局面。
The hopeless and situation that I mentioned earlier.
而二十年能够让整个以色列家转过来。
Now after 20 years, the entire house of Israel turned to the Lord.
你们说二十年过得快不快？
Do you think 20 years go by very fast?
我不应该看年轻人讲，我应该看年长的。
I will not ask the young people.
因为很多人连20岁还不到，是吧？
Some of you are not even 20 years old yet.
20岁快不快？
Is it fast? 20 years go by?
快，好，你看，都点头。你才二十好几，哈，快不快？不快。好幸福啊，二十年转眼就过去了。
Actually, 20 years will go by just like a blink of eye.
你看我来到美国34年，我每次闭眼睛想到我进海关提两个行李的样子都历历在目。
I've been in America 34 years. I can still remember vividly the moment I entered into the custom.
34年过去了，我扭转了几个局面了，真的是汗颜。
But 34 years have gone by. How many situations have I turned around? And I feel so ashamed.
撒母耳是把整个 nation 能够把整个以色列 倾向耶和华，弟兄姊妹，他祷告，他用善道正路指教百姓带出来的。
In 20 years, Samuel was able to turn the entire nation back to God by praying for them and teaching them what is right.
我们应该看一下第七章这句话哈，非常宝贵啊。第七章。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
约柜在基甸耶景许久，过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向耶和华。撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他。这是他整个一生的 ministry， 他的使命就是这件事情。
So that is his entire lifetime ministry.
好，所以我上次也跟你们读过了，在那个撒母耳记上后面讲到第十二章。
Last week I mentioned to you First Samuel chapter 12.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
他说至于我断不停止为你们祷告以致得罪耶和华我必以善道正路指教你们
Samuel says moreover as for me far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you but I will teach you the good and right way
所以刚才在那个第七章的时候撒母耳带领他们先悔改向神认罪
So in chapter 7 Samuel led them to confess their sins before God
带领他们除掉一切的偶像
And so he led them to cleanse all the idols
然后当他们再去打仗的时候
Then as they enter into battle again,
我们请读第十节
Let's read verse 10
当撒母耳正献燔祭的时候非利士人前来要与以色列人征战当日耶和华大发雷声惊乱非利士人他们就败在以色列人面前然后底下讲到第十二节
And then verse 12
撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间给石头起名叫以便以谢说到如今耶和华都帮助我们从此非利士人被制服不敢再入以色列人的境内撒母耳做事师的时候耶和华的手攻击非利士人大家看到了没有
Do you see?
当撒母耳在这里带领百姓归向神
When Samuel led people, God's people to turn to God
当他正在献祭的时候
While he was offering sacrifices
根本不是在准备打仗
He was not preparing for a battle
仇敌来了
But the enemies came
耶和华为他们征战
But the Lordact on their behalf to fight.
不光叫非利士人大败。
Not only the Philistines were defeated.
整个撒母耳在的时候非利士人再也不敢来了。
All the days of Samuel, Philistines did not come back.
然后你发现撒母耳跟前面我所说的犹太家的领袖最大的不同在哪里
And what is the biggest difference from Samuel and the rest of the Israelites?
那些领袖们是利用神。
Because the leaders were using God.
他们挑的战场叫以便以谢结果大败。
They picked a battlefield called Ebenezer, but they were greatly defeated.
而撒母耳在这里得胜的时候，他拿一块石头来，就说这就是以便以谢，随地都是我们夸胜的地方。
But then after Samuel got the victory, he just placed a rock there and called that place Ebenezer. In other words, our place of victory could be anywhere.
随地都可以让我们经历神的得胜，支取神的得胜，见证耶和华直到如今帮助我们。
Because we can experience God's victory and everywhere and then we can testify that thus far the Lord has helped us
你看回教徒每一年要从世界各地 到圣地去朝拜哈
like the, look at the Islams they have to every year go to their holy land to worship
他们说去圣地一次抵得上八万个祷告
they say a trip to the holy land is worth about 80,000 prayers
但是你发现圣经不管神向摩西显现向约书亚显现只要神显现的地方神说脱下鞋子这就是圣地
but then in the scripture we see that whenever God appeared to Moses or Joshua he says Take off your sandals because where you stand is a holy ground.
你不需要跑到山上，不需要跑到海外，哪里与神相会，哪里就是圣地，这是神给我们的恩典。
You don't have to go up to the mountains or the foreign land. Wherever God meets you, that place is the holy land, and that is God's grace.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片或用微信或微博传递给朋友们使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣并接受他的救恩得到永生生命